I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Many Americans got their introduction to the other Jamaica in the early 1970s. That's when the film The Harder They Come became something of a cult classic. Walking down the road with the pistol in your waist, Johnny and two men. Today, as you've heard, Jamaica is going through a real-life version of the violent movie. Only this time, the outlaw is named Christopher Coke, not Ivanhoe Martin, the cinematic hero played by singer Jimmy Cliff. But Ivanhoe Martin was also real and larger than life, and he made a big impression on Jimmy Cliff.
He was like really the first outlaw in Jamaica, and when one heard his name, it would really strike terror. So I kind of liked the bad people in one kind of a way, growing up for whatever reason. So I could identify with the guy in some way.
This recurrent theme, especially in the cinema of the developing world, of the country guy coming into the fearsome city and battling the city trying to survive. And that's a pattern that's become way more common in real life since the film was made nearly 40 years ago. When you are in Kingston, Jimmy Cliff, and you see this, do you feel like these country-city tensions just never get resolved? You know, ever-increasing numbers of young people hoping to live the dream and mostly going without work in these big urban areas.
Yeah, I do think it's a continuing story for most young or middle-aged or whatever, you know. The way our society, our civilization is set up, everything is centered in the city. And so we are educated to think, well, you have to go to the city in order to make it. And it's, evidently, it's never so. Never work out that way. But like you rightly said about the pattern of that movie, if you even Scarface, that very popular movie which most of the rappers like to emulate, that also came from The Harder They Come. Oh, yeah.
What do you think has happened to the musical form of reggae to address these ills? I mean, it began as a musical style that was about empowerment and addressing social ills. Now it feels as if it's about hedonism and kind of like hip-hop, the focus is on the self, money, women, and wine. Is it a reggae you recognize these days?
Well, it has taken on another road. It still has this the same road which we call roots and culture. That is still there with people like Taros Riley or Queen Ifrika. That road is still there, not as prominent and not as dominant. But it has taken on the other road, which I call girls and cars and superstars.
Mm.
Not that it doesn't have a place, but that's the way the society has grown, I think, over the past 25, 30 years. The universities have graduated thieves. So it filters down right through the society. And then, you know, if the head is bad, and not only our political system, you know, quite evidently our religious system too. So that's what's going on in our world today. So the artists are expressing a lot of that.
As for the relevance of The Harder They Come today, I mean, it's interesting. It was adapted for the stage in London in 2006 and was widely acclaimed. Now it's going on the road for the first time across the UK. How does The Harder They Come look when you're seated in the audience and it's live theater? Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it. If I had anything to say, it would be, well, it didn't have the same kind of grit that the movie had. But it's a musical, so I don't know if it was supposed to be as gritty as the music. So it was quite enjoyable.
So speaking of the absence of grit, I need to ask you about another movie that I saw only recently on cable TV, in fact. It's called Club Paradise, a 1986 film starring you and Robin Williams. Let's listen to a clip.
I was curious to see what was going on with this perverted passion pit.
Robin Williams.
Am I going to be able to take a decent shower?
I'm on the case.
Peter O'Toole. Rick Moran.
And Jimmy Cliff, I stared at this movie for a while on TV and thought, it's kind of got a Harder They Come vibe to it, but if it were shot at like Club Med.
<You know>? Created their own Club Med in Portland in Jamaica.
Right, on the northeast coast there. It's you, Robin Williams, a crazy wild cast. Peter O'Toole, Twiggy, yeah. Rick Moranis, Eugene Levy. It was kind of surreal. Was it surreal making the movie?
It certainly was, you know, with a cast like that. And the director and the producer, they were all like real, a total big Hollywood cast.
And the music is awesome in the movie. I think of the tune You Can't Keep a Good Man Down, or that amazing track Third World People. I mean, it's a very enjoyable film. People have forgotten about it.
Yes. I think it was really a good movie.
Third world people, remember where you're coming from.
Back to the music, Jimmy Cliff. You haven't undertaken a sizable tour of North America in several years. When are you coming next? And do you have an album in the works that you might be sharing with us in the near future?
So I am going on tour starting in June 6th in the U.S., I have a new album which I took last year off. The album is called Existence, and it's really about our existence on this planet and the political, spiritual, ecological, economical sense. And I put a positive spin on it, as I normally have to give hope to whatever is going on.
Jimmy Cliff, so many great songs, Sitting in Limbo, Many Rivers to Cross, Wild World. Thank you for the music, and thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you very much indeed.
Jimmy Cliff's Third World People from the soundtrack to the 1986 movie Club Paradise. We have a musical theme in our latest travel podcast, The World's Clark Boyd, pays tribute to the late heavy metal rocker Ronnie James Dio. It's available for download at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.